Along the picturesque Caminito, or little street in La Boca, a Buenos Aires neighborhood where the tango is said to have originated, dancers perform for a steady stream of camera-snapping foreigners. Tourism has emerged as Argentina's number one industry as part of a resurgence following the economic meltdown of 2001 that brought a sharp currency devaluation and a default on international loans. Argentina has averaged robust economic growth rates of 8% over the last 4 years. It is an achievement that has fueled the presidential campaign of First Lady and Senator Cristina Fernandez, who aims to become Argentina's first female president. But economic statistics do not impress Buenos Aires retiree Adriana Núñez. She says poverty remains a chronic problem. Núñez says the misery in the country must end. There is no work. People cannot survive. Every day, things get worse. Not everyone is so pessimistic. Accountant Marcelo Mora says economic progress achieved under President Kirchner outweighs any shortcomings.
Más allá de los errores del gobierno, estamos mucho mejor que hace 4 años.
Mora says, despite the government's mistakes, we are far better off than we were 4 or 5 years ago during the crisis, so people are willing to forgive the mistakes. Pre-election polls give Cristina Fernandez a commanding lead of nearly 30 points over her nearest rival in a field of more than a dozen presidential contenders. During the campaign, Fernandez has highlighted her husband's economic record and promised to convert those gains into real benefits for all Argentines. If polls are to be believed, the message seems to be working. Yet clouds have begun to appear on the horizon, most recently in the form of sharp price increases for basic foods like tomatoes. Buenos Aires tour guide Claudia Solis. Solis says, day by day, if we go to the supermarket, we do not get as much for our money as we did 4 years ago or even 2 years ago. There is inflation, but the government does not acknowledge it. And that is the fear we have to deal with when deciding who to vote for. Official Argentine statistics put inflation at just under 10%, but many economists say the actual inflation rate is closer to 20%. Claudia Solis says she does not trust the president or his wife. Solis says Cristina Fernandez never reveals what she plans to do in office. She does not say how she would control inflation, so we do not know how she would govern. Solis says she intends to vote for opposition candidate Roberto Lavagna. Until 2005, Lavagna served as President Kirchner's economy minister and describes himself as the true architect of Argentina's economic recovery. Argentine political and economic analyst Rosendo Fraga says it is no surprise that Argentines stress pocketbook issues at election time.
Argentina, en promedio, en 60 años ha tenido una crisis económica cada 5 años.
Fraga says, over the last 70 years, Argentina has experienced an economic crisis on average every 5 years. It is something people do not forget. Fraga says many Argentines worry what will happen in the future, and the reemergence of inflation has brought back bad memories of the past. He says the concern is that another crisis could strike during Cristina Fernandez's term in office and derail the current rapid economic expansion. Even so, Fernandez remains the clear favorite to win Sunday's presidential contest. To avoid a runoff, she would need to secure 45% of the vote or get 40% with a 10-point lead over the second-place finisher. Recent polls show Fernandez exceeding the 40% threshold, with her nearest rival polling at less than 20%. Michael Bowman, VOA News, Buenos Aires.